Okay, now, this is very interesting because I just wanted you in lines and some people made circles. I go like, interesting. Okay, thank you for doing that. Right, now. Yeah, I know. Great. Okay, so now I just want you to look up and down the line that you're in and make sure you feel that everybody in your row has the same IQ as you. If you think they don't have the same IQ, move your row, right? He's on his own. Okay. Now, I've got...
If we're the same IQ, does that mean we have to move because we won't grow each other?
Correct. There we go. You always got to have a little bit of variation in the IQ. But I've got two questions for you. So your row is going to work on this as a team. We're going to have a bit of a competition this morning. All right. So the first thing I'm going to do is I want you to just work out. Do you know what this camp is called? Adanac. Yes. The name of the camp is called Adanac. I want you in your line to work out, first of all, what do you think Adanac stands for? And the second question I've got for you is your team needs to work out how many books there are in the Bible without looking in total. Two questions, go. As soon as you got it, put your hand up, and I know the team's got it.
We're the team,
Sean. I'm not allowed to, okay.
We're together.
You done? Pretty good, okay. All right. I'll just give them 20 seconds. You got it? Okay. You done? All right, so I'll do the second question first. How many books in the Bible? 66, and thanks for the value add. Same chapters in Isaiah.
Growing,
great. Okay, now, first question, Adanac, what does it stand for?
Canada.
Well done. The name Adanac is Canada spelled backwards because this site was originally developed by a bunch of Canadians, and so they called it Adanac. How good was that? Not bad. Very good. Okay. So, you've heard a little bit this morning about our journey we're on. You know a little bit about the vision. Yep. And I just got to calm. Maybe we should ask him another question. Would that calm him down? Shall we ask you another question? Yeah, you. No. Oh, yes. Let's ask Trudy a question. Yes. Trudy, up you come. Into the hot seat. Put your hands together for Trudy.
Got some salt. Anybody need some salt?
Well done. Okay, so I guess you've been on an interesting journey too. So when you were very little, when you were small, do you know so klein dochtergewas? Yeah?
Yeah.
Speaking in code. Yeah, buy a chud, ek is blay. Good. So when you were little, yes, do you remember when you were little, all of us wanted to be a nurse, a doctor, a fairy, a dentist. What did you want to be?
An air hostess.
Oh, you wanted to be an air hostess?
Yes.
Wow. Really, why?
Flying and going to different countries.
Right. Really?
Yeah, really.
Interesting. And you have gone to different countries and you have flew, but God just used you in a different way.
In a different way, exactly.
Very good. Okay. Can you tell us what is the one characteristic of Sean that you appreciate?
Ooh, there's so many. I have to.
I thought she was going to say she had to think.
I think.
What didn't he like?
That's right.
Hold on. I'm getting there. Okay. You warm them up and then you go in with the kill. So the first question's the nice one, right? Wait for it. It's coming. So what was the one thing?
I would say that Sean's greatest characteristic is that he has an incredible ability to move in the opposite spirit with people.
Great.
Not taking on offense, but being bigger.
Yeah.
And just continuing to make room, love them unconditionally, and move us on with them.
Okay.
Great.
Wonderful.
Characteristic.
Thank you. Now, you know, there's always this thing between men and women.
Yeah.
And you know, when we open the fridge and we say it's not there.
Boy's eyes.
Yeah, boy's eyes, right? And you say it's in the cupboard and we go, it's not in the cupboard. You go, yes, it is on the top. We go, oh yeah, it's there. Right?
That's
know that?
Right. Yes.
What's that thing that Sean does that you go like, ugh, That boy thing.
Now, the thing that works, that grates me more than anything, the thing that grates me more than anything is socks on the floor every day.
Socks on the floor.
Rolled up, you know, and so I still have to shake them out and then put them in the wash basket. I hate that.
You hate that. There we go. Very interesting. I would never have thought that would have been something that would have got you. Hey? Rolled up socks. Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Not a problem. So the last thing I want to find out from you is, we'll just wait for them. Look at them now. They're all turning to their husbands and wives, and they're going like, you see, it's not only you. Yes, it's just, you know, men stick together. Just like girls stick together, the boys stick together. Yes. So what I'm interested in as a pastor as well, yourself, so having seen the great journey, being very much a part of that, what's your perspective on, you know, the journey we've gone and what you've seen us do this morning?
I personally feel very, very passionate about what we are doing because we have been part of the church world for 20 years. I know I don't look that old, but believe me, I've been there.
Okay, so what? I don't quite know what to say to that. I'm a bit lost for words. How I segue into something else.
No, but what I really feel passionate about, the endeavor that we're on, is that if there's one thing we both really feel incredibly passionate about, is that we've seen so many Christians that's been passionate, sold out for God, that become part of a church culture where they get so controlled, where they get so put down and so put in a box that they cannot fulfill their God-given purpose. And the thing that we feel more passionate about than anything else is to really come alongside people, see the potential, undergird it, build it, grow it, and really our passion is to make people great and for you to fulfill what God has called you to do. That's the thing that stokes me more than anything else. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Wonderful. So we're going to start right now the grow process. And you may remember that it's about grow me, grow you, and grow together. And in some areas of life and in the corporate world within which I work, I spend a lot of time trying to help business people to increase their performance or just step into what they believe they're fulfilled to do at work. And it's quite interesting because, you know, in life we know a lot of stuff. And I'm sure if I spent the rest of today on a biblical quiz with you, you'd all get 100 out of 100 because you know a lot of stuff, yeah. Right? And then as Christians, we run around and we do a lot of stuff. Some of us do it in the cupboard, but we do it, right? Some of us are out there in the light, but we do it. The question we've got to ask ourselves is, it's not about what we know. It's not only about what we do. But if you think about this morning, it's how are we being, right? It's how are we being while we do using what we know. Yes? It's not what we know. It's not what we do. It's how we are being while we do using what we know. So how are we being as a Christian while we run around to go reach our world using what we know given to us by God? Right? And in order for us to be able to do that, then we need to grow. And when we're out and I'm out coaching people in the corporate world, I need to help them understand a process of where are they today, where do they want to go to? Because whether you're in a Christian walk or you're a corporate walk or just a personal life walk, you need to grow. Yeah. So we actually use a model, believe it or not, called Grow. And it was actually developed early on by some of the sports athletes to coach some of the Olympic athletes. Just after the Second World War. And in the United Kingdom, one of the sports coaches wanted to kind of coach the whole team, but he didn't have enough time to coach each one individually. So he came up with a process to be able to coach his whole team using this model called GROW. And G-R-O and W is an acronym for a process to help us to grow. And it's used by athletes around the world. And we had the privilege of working with Kieran Perkins and his coach. And I just want to share with you a lovely story for you to understand the power of this. Because in the 2000 Olympics, Kieran was about 33, 34, so he knew it was his very last Olympic swim. He was under a little bit of pressure because he normally doesn't ever allow his family to watch. And because it was in Australia, his family were going to be there. And so he said, look, you can come. And he had all the media spotlight on him. And he had the pressure of Australia wanting to see this great Australian swim. So in his mind, he said, I was the oldest and the fattest in all the competitors. And he got into the final of his race by 1/8 of a second, right? Now, he has a best friend in the UK team, and based on your time when you get into the final, they give you a lane to swim in. The best lane to swim in is called lane 4. It is the middle lane in the pool. Why is the middle lane the best lane to be in? No ripples, yeah, no wash, right? So you have the cleanest plane as you go down lane 4. So you get a couple of seconds extra. Karen's best friend got lane 4. Karen got lane 8. On the side, right? So what happens is when you dive in, you get the wash from everybody else. So you've actually got to swim. It's like walking on sea sand. You've got to swim a little bit harder or faster to maintain. And then if you want to go ahead, you've got to pull ahead. And so did his warm-up laps in the pool, and he was lying on the table, and the physio is working on his muscles. And Karen decided that the pressure was too much. So he asked the physio to stop. He called his coach, and he said, I'm out of here. I'm going to withdraw now. He said, the pressure is too much for me. I'd rather not swim than swim and not get a medal. Because my family are out there, the media are out there. I just don't think I can handle that, right? And his coach looked at him and said, right, Kieran, we've been through this 1,000 times. What is the goal? And Kieran said, to win. He said, great. He said, right now, what is the reality? Kieran said, I am prepared, I'm ready, I've done absolutely everything. He said, great. He said, what are the options? He said, go home. He said, yes, you got the option to go home or you can swim into success. Yeah. Right? What do you want to do? Do you want to move towards success or do you want to walk away because of the fear of failure? And Kieran said, I'm going to swim towards success. He said, yes, get off this table, move up and get going. Right? And Kieran went out and he won a medal. Mm-hmm. Powerful. And so that little model of grow, G-R-O-W, is a process that we can use to help us. Because remember, it's grow me, grow you, grow together. So to start that journey, we're going to start today by getting you to think about how you can grow you. And we're going to use the words G-R-O-W, there it is, to do that, right? So it's a model to coach ourselves. So we sit down and we go, right, I'm a Christian. We're all walking at different places. Maybe you're like me. This morning I'm putting a foot outside the cupboard. You are probably out the door, maybe even up the road. So what's the next step you want to take in your goal as a Christian, in your walk? What is it that you actually want? Then we're going to think a little bit about the reality, which is what's happening right now. So where are you and where do you want to go? And then we're going to talk about what options and get you to think about what have you got available to help you. So what could you do to help you to grow? Now, let's not be limited by our own belief. So maybe we could grow by reading the Bible, by praying, by going on a course, by going into ministry, by going out on evangelism. I mean, we have so many options available. And it's the opportunity for us to then choose the one that we believe is right for us. And then, you know, for us to go from knowing to doing. And that's the critical thing. It's the difference between knowing versus doing. All of us know stuff, but how many of us then do something? Mm-hmm. How many of you on January 1 go, I'm going to have less cake? Right? Come January 2 and you've eaten half a chocolate cake. No? Never. Not you. You don't say it. Exactly, right? So it's going to be the ability of us to go from knowing to doing. So we think about what options are available to us. And then we talk about what next, which is we make some kind of commitment. Now, it's quite interesting. When you look at the human being, right? Why do you think when we call people to God, when we do an altar call, why do we ask people to say the sinner's prayer? Why do we get them to say it? Why don't we just get them to read it? What does saying something out loud actually do? You declare it, and what actually happens when you actually say it? you're going to actually do it and reinforce it. You're making yourself accountable, because normally it doesn't matter if you just do it between yourself and God when you say it out loud, or you do it to yourself, or you actually do it to someone else. But you actually commit to that, because the words are very, very powerful, and you will know that, right? So you make yourself accountable. So what we're going to do is, when we talk about grow me, we're going to use the grow model to grow ourselves, to take us on the next step in our Christian journey. And there's no point thinking about the fact that I want to do the next 16 things, because you know why? It's too hard.
Unattainable.
It's unattainable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we just think about what's the next thing. Because if you've only got one thing to do, it's easier to do than if you've got 15, okay? So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to actually take you on a journey for all of you to grow yourselves all at once today, right now. And all I'm going to do is I'm going to ask questions. And you're going to think of the answer and just write it down. And we're going to go through the G, the R, the O, and the W. And when we're finished, you will have taken the next step to grow you. Yeah? And then when we've done that, I'm hoping you're going to be bold enough to look down your row and go, there is somebody who's got maybe a little inch of IQ, but a little bit better than me, that you might be comfortable or bold enough to share it with. And when you share it out loud, it will make you accountable. So can you imagine here as a congregation of grow, welcome forward? I didn't say welcome back. Did you hear that? I said welcome forward. Why did I say welcome forward? Because we're moving forward. So here we go as the congregation of grow.
We're not Julia Gillard, though.
No. Welcome forward. So what we're going to do is we're going to take our next step on grow. And then imagine if at a Sunday service 6 weeks from now, we all pull out this little pad and we go, how are we doing on our goal? And we turn around to each other and we talk about where we are and how much we've done in 6 weeks.
Yes.
Right? And maybe some of us have done that step, and we're ready for the next one. Maybe some of us have not started, so we get a kick and we get going. And some of us, we're on the journey and we just get a bit of encouragement, right? And we take the first step and the next step to growing me. Yeah? When you want to grow you or others, then, you know, what Grow will have is a huge resource for you to tap into. And we'll share with you in the services to come that, you know, if you want to grow others, there's a music team, there's a ministry team, there's a kids team. There's an evangelist team. There will be places or people you can go to find out further information about courses to attend or information to read, right?
Yeah.
As we move forward. So what Grow becomes is a resource to grow you on your journey so that you can grow yourself, grow others, and grow the kingdom.
Amen.
Right, that's where we go. So can you please take out the little pad that we gave you? So on your seat, there was a little pad and a pen. Hopefully you have one. If you don't have one, if you give me your cost center number, I'm sure I can give you another pad. All right, who needs a pad? Everyone got one?
Yeah, we need some on the first.
We need some? Okay. Has everyone got a pen? Yes, left-handed people, have you got a pen? It's the same pen we give to the right-handed people. Yeah? All right. Everyone got it? Okay. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to run through this process. It's quick. It's going to take us like 10 minutes, right? All right? Now, don't run through that. I'm going to take you through that. I'm going to ask you some questions, and you're going to think about it and write down the answers. What I want to stress is that this is about the next step that you want to take to grow yourself in your Christian walk. This is not about, I need to paint the house, okay, and I need to mend the fence. This is not about your chores or something like that. This is about the growth that you take to grow yourself on your Christian walk. I don't want you to think of anything else. All right? Got it? Okay. You ready? All right. So I want you to write down for me, and we're going to start out with the G. I want you to think about the next step you want to take on your Christian walk. What does that look like for you? What's the next step you want to take, and write it down? Now I want you to look at that, and I want you to look at it long and hard, and I want to ask yourself this question. Just look at it and say to yourself, is that realistic? Is it real? Have you written down something you know is true and you can achieve? Or have you written down something that's a bit too idealistic and in your heart you know you'll never get there? So it needs to be realistic. So just look at that goal and check whether it's realistic. Can you write down for me the reason why this goal is worth achieving for you? Why do you want to achieve this goal? Why is it important to you? Write that down. Can you write down for me what this goal will give you when you've got it? What is it going to give you?
What was that question again?
When you've achieved the goal, what will it give you? So what is it going to do for you? What are you going to get? What does it give you when you've got it? If I go too fast, just let me know. Can you please look at that goal? Can you look at that goal and think about how much personal control you have over achieving the goal? Is it something that you can actually achieve? And can you drive it by yourself? Or if it's going to take too many others to help you? So just have a look at that goal and you know, if it's not something you've got a lot of control over, it's going to be challenging. So just stop and look at it. Ready for the next? Okay. Can you please write down a date by when you want to have that goal? So go 24/11/11. Write down a date by when you want to have achieved that goal. All right, now we're going to move from the G to the R. So we're going to think about today, our reality of where we are relative to that goal. So I want you to write down, if you think about that goal, where are you? Are you far away? Are you close to it? What's your reality today? So if your goal is to be able to pray more regularly or diligently, you think about what's your reality today. Maybe you're only praying once a week, or maybe you're not praying. So you write down, my reality today is I'm not praying, right? So my goal is to pray regularly on a daily basis. My reality is right now, today, I'm not praying at all. So I want you to think about, as of today, relative to your goal, what's the reality? Where are you? Can you write down, when you think about today and getting to your goal, is there anything or anyone that's going to hold you back, that's going to get in the way? Is there any obstacle or any person that might stand in the way of you going from where you are today to that goal? Any person or anything that could get in the way. All right, now what we're going to do is, have you ever heard this term, go outside the nine dots? Go outside the box?
Yeah,
think a bit creatively. So we're now moving to the options. We look at our goal, we look at where we are today. We may have an obstacle or a person that might get in the way. So we simply think about how we can get to our solution. So one of the things we do is we say to ourselves, who could help us to achieve our goal? Who could help you to achieve this goal that you've put forward? Is there a friend, a family member, a workmate, someone at church? Right? Maybe there's an individual that could help you to achieve your goal. Think about, if you can, at least two different ways of you achieving your goal. So what are two different solutions or ways for you to achieve your goal? How do you think you might get there if you went left? Or how do you think you might get there if you went right? Ready for the next one? Okay, the front are ready. How about everybody at the back? Are you ready? Can we move on? Okay, if you wrote down two ways, I want you to think about each and write down what are the benefits to you of each. So if you've got option one, what are the benefits to you of doing option one? And if you've got a second option, what are the benefits to you of option two? Okay. Now I want you to choose one of those options. Look at those options. You've written down the benefits of one and the benefits of the other. I want you to choose one. I want you to now identify the option you have chosen. What's the first step you need to take to put it into action? So out of the option you've chosen, please write down the very first step you must take to put it into action. Write it down. And now, put a date by when you're going to take that first step. Okay. So let's just recap what we've done. We thought of, in our Christian walk, depending on where we are, what's the goal we have? What's our next goal? We thought about where are we now. We've then thought about what two options are and the benefits of each, and we've chosen one. And while we know by when we want to achieve our goal, we've also identified the what next, what's the very next step we're going to take, and we've put a date by when we're going to do it by. So we've done the knowing bit, and we've done the doing bit. What we now need to do is the being bit. And the being bit is to make ourselves accountable. So I want you to look up and down your row, choose somebody who you think is of the same or better IQ than you, or you just like them, or they're pretty cool, you're right? And I want you to take them through what your goal is, what your reality is, what the option is you've chosen, the benefit of that option, the action you're going to take, and by when you're going to do it. And you share it with them, and they share theirs with you. And when you do that, when you speak that out, you make yourself accountable to that individual, right? And they're going to listen to it and go, that sounds really good, or try this, or sharpen it up over here, and they might just give you some feedback. And then you do the same with them, right? So we take 5 minutes now, find a buddy, tell them what your grow goal is, they'll do it with you as well. Thank you. Yeah, of course. You can do it in twos or threes. You can do it with your husband. You can do it with your wife. As long as you do it, don't mind with who. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, time. If I can have your attention. Hello. Hello, 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 hello. Okay, we're done. We're done. We've run out of time, everybody. I need a... Can you whistle? I need a whistle. There we go. Thank you very much. I can see that 3/4 of you are finished because the volume in the room goes up. So I know some of you are just chatting. So you're getting the idea, if you haven't finished, of how it actually works, right? The G, the R, the O, and the W. So you grow you. So, you know, it's easy. All of us can do this. You've just done it. So we grow our own. We make it work for us. We use the grow model to grow ourselves on our next step. We get the next step. We just go G-R-O-W. We do the next step. We're next step, we're next step, and we keep moving and we grow. Whew, we're going to have lots of puns around grows coming forward, right? So that's how I grow me. I use the grow model to grow me. Then what if I wanted to grow you? I can grow you by taking you through your goal. Where are you now? Your reality. What options have you got? And then what are you going to do next? And all I've got to do is ask you the questions. Lunchtime. Okay, I'll be really, really quick. It's coming. It's coming. 15. First bell. First bell. We have 15 minutes, and it's lamb. It's lamb with salt. So relax. Okay. So when I want to grow you, I can use the same process. I don't have to have the answer. All I simply have to do is be able to ask you the questions, right?
That's right.
And then we grow together. And we have various resources that can help us. So it's really, really easy. I grow me. I grow you. You grow me. We grow together. And then we go reach our world. We started to grow ourselves and each other. And then we go reach our world. And we use the grow model to do it. And all we've done is to say, you just need a kit bag of questions to ask a believer or a non-believer. And we've actually worked out all those questions for you already. All done. And we will give you a copy of the GROW when you want to sit down with an existing Christian, and it doesn't matter if they're a new Christian, a middle walk Christian, or a very mature Christian. And we've got the questions for you when you want to sit down with a non-believer and you want to start them on their Christian walk. And all you do is you just pull out this thing here. So let me ask you a few questions. Second bell, yeah? Second bell, that's okay. Wait for the second bell. All right? So that's how we go about growing ourselves and others in order for us to reach our world, because people don't like to be told what to do. And when you go to a non-believer and you say, you need to do this, they go, take a tranquilizer, tell someone who cares. I'm quite happy on my own, right? However, if in your conversation you put in your grow questions, so you don't have to sit down, I want to grow you to Jesus. You just have a conversation and you just pop these questions into your conversation.
Yeah. Very good.
Okay. So, yeah, that's how we're going to grow me. That's how we're going to grow you. That's how we're going to grow together. And that's how we're then going to grow the kingdom. And then over the next coming weeks, we're going to show you what the resources are that Grow will have available for you to tap into, to grow you, to grow others, and to grow the kingdom. And please keep your little pad. Remember who you were accountable to. Get going on that one goal, because that's the next step you're taking to grow you. And we're going to check in on that at a service in about 6 weeks' time, I reckon. Okay. So I think it's lunchtime. So thank you very much, everybody. Lunch is in 15 minutes.
Yes, that was the first bell is for the people that are serving.
Oh, the first bell was just for the people that were serving. Oh, lunch is at 12:30. So we got heaps of time. Okay, everybody relax. Got heaps of time. So what might be interesting is if a couple of you have any questions. Has anybody got a question? Anyone got a question? Yes, my gardener. Yes, my dear. Yes.
Sean? Joe?
Yes.
Challenging on Joe.
Oh, okay. So, right, okay. So Joe is a friend of mine who's a good Catholic. doesn't go to church. She's a Catholic.
Yes, I know Joe.
Yeah,
I know.
And Joe. So Leanne's challenge to me is that I need to grow Joe.
Yes.
I've got to be accountable to you. Okay, cool. I can do that.
Done.
I'll do that.
And he is. Ask him how Joe's doing. Interesting.
And he's back from holiday in 2 weeks' time. Okay.
Oh. Your wife already knows.
She knows. She knows. Okay. So I will grow him. Okay. I will report back to everybody here. I will grow Joe. To Rashawn. Okay. I'll report to you. Okay. I'll grow Sean.
But that's.
I'll grow him.
I'm pleased you mentioned that, Leanne.
Yeah.
Because this was part of what I wanted us to also do, is I want you to think over this weekend of anything between 1 to 3 people that are already engaged in your world and you'd love to see them. Either they're backslidden or not, or maybe they are believers, but they're not engaged in the purpose of God for their lives, and also an unbeliever. To write down those names, and part of the growth thing is to pray a prayer in the Spirit. Begin to pray for them. As part of your spiritual growth, and just write down those 3 names, and then exactly that, begin to engage them. Can we do that? Let's just take a few minutes right now. I felt there was really, thank you, Leanne, for actually picking exactly on that whole thing. 3 people, they can all be unbelievers. It doesn't have to be 3, but I think that most of us have at least 3 people that I know. Remember, you are God's answer to your world. You must be confident in that. You are literally, God has full confidence that you can be the vehicle of his kingdom into your world. So he's in your world that you know maybe needs to be restored, brought back into fellowship, maybe is not a believer. Maybe you shared the gospel with them, and they're kind of like, they're not really getting it. Well, how about going and sitting down with them in conversation and saying, well, you know, we've just done this little thing on my personal growth. It is just so amazing. Let me share with you about what it's doing in my life. Who's your Joe? You know, he's your Joe. We are about reaching our world. And we are about go reach our world. The Holy Spirit has anointed you. I promise you, you'll be amazed. He has already anointed you. He's already empowered you. And one of the most exciting things to bring life and enthusiasm back into our lives is when we begin to reach out. It's amazing. Yes.
Just a quick question, and just a rough idea. What sort of resources would be at the tip of our fingers when we're growing someone? Like that entitlement, things like counseling and things like that?
Yes, there'll be that, but there'll also be, yes. There will also be things like, for example, in the beginning of somebody's journey, and say they've just responded to Christ, we'll begin to make available resources, something like the Purple Book, you know, Biblical Foundations for New Believers, that we can then actually go with them through that, you know. Yes. We're actually in the process of setting up team leaders, a leader over Grow Me. That'll be a resource person to point you in the right direction of what's available for Grow Me resources, a Grow You, and also a Grow Together. Grow Together will be a lot of, you know, the small group dynamics. The Grow Groups will fall under that, the celebration services, camp, you know. What opportunities are there? Who's heading that up? How can I slot in? How can I be a part of it? How can I get others to be a part of it? Yeah. Yes. Very good question. I'm going to hand over. I think, okay, you've probably written down a few of those names. Let's take these next few minutes, 10 minutes or so, for questions like that, because I think it's very good questions. Okay,
great. So the way you would review is, remember in the options and then the W, what, why, when. That person's put in their accountability. They've put a date down by when they're going to do it. So you take that date and review it. So you've got to make sure you know what that date is, or just soon after that date, you sit down and you have a conversation. But you don't have to wait till the end. You can, along the way, you can actually say, how are you going? Do you need any help? I'm really excited to know. Can you share with me? And the accountability bit comes because they've shared it and you've got that date. And you measure it based on whether they got the goal or not. So we've got to keep it really, really simple. And it's about them working out what it is, and it's important to them, and therefore they're accountable. And we don't have to be knowledgeable and skilled up and go through courses in order to do it.
Yeah, that's
right? That's the brilliance of this. It's really, really simple. Hmm?
For example, with things like you want to be spirit-filled, like you've put a date down for yourself to kind of say, tell whether I've gotten the goal or not. How can you really tell, you know? But yeah, but how would you know for sure? It's one of those things.
So one of the things, mine's very similar goal. I was like, how can I put a date on having something that's supernatural? It's easy to say, I want to pay a house, I want to save it. But what I said is, I wanted to see improvement. So I can say, hey, I can look back at 2 months and go, I'm better than I was 2 months ago. Because we all want to be more spirit-filled, and it's going to be always a journey. But some of the things it's about, I want to be better than I was.
Yes.
I want to look at that date and go, that's
right.
Exactly.
So, you want to answer that? Yeah.
Tonight, 10 hours prayer. I guess we'll move into that dimension.
Yeah. You know, the mere fact that you then start doing something will always make you better than where you were. So it's immediate, right? It's immediate. So, you know what becomes important is you focus on the throw, not the catch, right? It's the journey to the goal, not so much as the goal. And so maybe if you want to be more spirit-filled and you go like, okay, God, you've got 3 months to do it. You know, I remember when I was little, I used to pray that it better snow. I lived in a very sunny country. I said, if you're out there, you've got 8 hours. When I wake up in the morning, it better snow, right? We can't put God on trial, right? Lunch, what is it with you people? Didn't you have enough breakfast? so you need to focus more on the journey, and the mere fact that you start doing something, you're different, you're growing, and that's in itself more important than, because you know we're never going to get to the end destination until we're finally in His presence. So journaling is a good way as well, or praying or reflecting.
On that note, one of the things that I've begun to also discuss with Tim, and one of the things that I feel that we wanted, and with Kim, that we want to introduce how soon we're actually able to produce it, is actually a grow journal. And with little things in the front like a Bible reading plan, prayer journal aspect, a little tips on how to actually study the Word in a personal way, and to do the grow, and also with the actual grow things and with the questions. And at the back, we're looking at developing maybe just a very simple little color-coded journey that I can map out. Okay, I really feel like I'm established in the foundations of the faith. I know what the foundations of the faith are, et cetera, et cetera. And you see, our whole thing is God, we're a corporately we're a body, but the relationship we have with the Lord is individual and personal. And I think for me, one of the big things that we've made a mistake at in the church is really two things. Is number one, we have cookie cut everything for every individual. You know, as Tim said, I mean, before they got connected with us, when they got back from Hong Kong, they visited a lot of different churches. And almost every church, you know, it's fill out this card. Here's a welcome pack. And inside, there are all these courses. And if you want to become a part of this church, you know, here's course one, here's course two, here's course three. You know, you got to jump through all these hoops. And he said one church had about 18 courses. And it was just like, whoa.